Manu Patra alerts dated the 22nd of August 2019. Supreme Court has ruled that every breach of promise to marry cannot be a false promise, making a man culpable under the rape charge if he has sexual relations with a woman. Under the law, a man can be convicted of rape if it is established that he had sexual intercourse with a woman on the pretext of a false promise of marriage. However, clarifying the legal position in this regard, the court has held that in every case a man cannot be held guilty when he fails to marry a woman despite a promise. Supreme Court has ruled that evidence adduced by the complainant under Section 138 of the Negotiable Instruments Act, 1881, N.I. Act, to raise statutory presumption under Section 139 cannot be discarded merely on the ground that there were no such averments in the complaint. Supreme Court has observed that the court cannot be used as a tool by a litigant to perpetuate illegality and observed that a person who has liability but for the interim stay cannot be allowed to reap the advantages on the basis of interim orders of the court. Supreme Court has issued notice to the company based on a petition that highlighted how DLF had suppressed key information regarding judicial proceedings against its largest chunk of land bank in Haryana. A notice has also been issued to SEBI, which too is party to the case. Supreme Court has ruled that the High Court on the administrative side, also known as the Full Court, can suspend a subordinate judicial officer facing disciplinary proceedings of allegations of sexual harassment. The court clarified that the High Court's power to control judicial officers under Article 253 of the Constitution of India, 1950 was not affected by provisions in the law against sexual harassment. Apex Court has asked the Hindu party's lawyers to present objective evidence to show that a temple, especially one dedicated to Lord Ram, once stood on the Ram Janmabhoomi. Supreme Court has observed that legal course adopted by a wife to protect her rights cannot be termed as inflicting cruelty on the husband. The court ruled that it was needless to mention that irretrievable breakdown of marriage by itself was not a ground provided under the statute for seeking dissolution of marriage. Madras High Court has turned down Congress MP Karthi Chidambaram's plea seeking an interim stay in connection with an income tax case filed before a special court for alleged economic offences. The case relates to the alleged non-disclosure of 1.35 crore rupee received by Karthi and his wife in cash for the sale of lands in Tamil Nadu's Mathukadu. Bombay High Court in a landmark judgment has put an end to the age-old practice of collecting stamp duty retrospectively on resale of old properties. The court also ruled against imposing hefty penalty for past sale agreements that are now regarded as insufficiently stamped or not registered. Madras High Court has made it clear that it was absolutely not interested, at any point of time, in addressing a plea made by two public interest litigation petitioners to link Aadhaar or any other government-authorized identity proof with social media accounts held by individuals. Bombay High Court ruled that the court cannot stop anyone from holding rallies while disposing of a PIL to bar political parties such as the Maharashtra Navnirman Sena, MNS, from holding rallies because they had not contested the 2019 Lok Sabha polls. Delhi High Court has dismissed the claim of Novartis seeking injunction against Natco Pharma from manufacturing a cancer drug. The court ruled that there can be no claim for infringement with respect to a patent which has been revoked in a post-grant proceeding. Allahabad High Court has imposed total prohibition on use of disc jockeys, DJs, in the state and asked the state government to issue a toll-free number dedicated to registering complaints against illegal use of loudspeakers. Madras High Court has declined to stay a single judge's 30th of April verdict which held that Puducherry Lieutenant Governor Kiran Bedi cannot interfere with the day-to-day administration of the Union Territory when an elected government was in place, since it would amount to running a parallel government. Delhi High Court has allowed bail to a person who was accused of having a physical relationship with a woman on a false pretense of marriage. Bombay High Court has declined to return the passport to a Malaysian national accused of smuggling of human embryos from Malaysia to India. The court observed that if the passport is returned, the accused will leave India and may not return for adjudication, making it difficult to secure his presence for the trial. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has asked the Committee of Creditors of Jet Airways if they would coordinate with a Dutch court-appointed administrator and accord other equally situated foreign lenders, who were also pursuing insolvency proceedings against the debt-laden airline, the same status as they would to the secured and unsecured financial creditors in India. Competition Commission of India, CCI, has levied penalty on 51 vendors for cartelization in the bidding process in supplying LPG gas cylinders to Hindustan Petroleum Corporation Limited. Furthermore, penalty was imposed on 48 vendors for contravention of subsection 1 of section 48 of Competition Act 2002.